Today's Bible reading praises the faith of Abraham and Sarah, and it describes faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And I've also heard faith described in these ways: believing without seeing, the belief or trust that something is true, or taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. That was from Martin Luther King Jr. But here's the thing. All too often, I have doubts bigger than what I believe. So, question: do the bigger doubts negate faith? Let's take a look first where faith comes from. In Galatians 5, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. 1 Corinthians 13, couple from there. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, the greatest of these is love. Ephesians 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. And the same verse, but from the God's Word, I think it's called, translation. God saved you through faith as an act of kindness. You had nothing to do with it. Being saved is a gift from God. All right, scholars aren't of one mind on this, but let's view all of those through the meta-narrative of the Bible that God creates, humankind messes up, God recreates, God redeems, God reconciles, humankind messes up. The cycle continues. God is really good at what God does, and we're really good at our part. And grace is a gift of God. Hope is a gift of God. Love is a gift of God. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, gentleness, and self-control are gifts of God. Faith is a gift of God. And each of the gifts has an element of receiving and giving them. We receive grace. We offer or act with grace. We receive hope. We offer or act with hope. We receive love. We offer or act with love. We receive joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, gentleness, and self-control. And we offer or act with joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, gentleness, and self-control. So these gifts are given by God, whether we ever put them into action. And so by faith, given to us as a gift of God, we act with faith. We have it. We do it. And we can't negate it because it is of God. God doesn't negate it. We have it. And when we doubt, faith isn't negated. So let me take it one step further, though. Doubt is necessary for us to exercise our faith. Necessary. Doubt and faith have to exist together. Doubt is necessary to exercise faith. When we don't know something for sure, faith makes it possible for us to keep going. When we doubt, faith helps us to believe through the doubt. If we didn't doubt, there would be no need to exercise our faith. So do the bigger doubts negate faith? No. Doubt and faith are inextricably linked. Do you know what negates faith? Certainty. Certainty. When we don't know something for sure, faith makes it possible for us to keep going. When we doubt, faith helps us to believe through the doubt. If we didn't doubt, there would be no need to exercise faith. If we're sure of something, yeah, there's no need. Listen to these thoughts. From Anne Lamott, I think. Faith without doubt isn't faith at all, it's certainty. From Elie Wiesel, faith without doubt isn't faith at all, it's indifference. If you don't know for sure, there is no need for faith. If you don't care, there's no need for faith. And when you doubt, faith is what keeps you seeking. Listen to the words from the poet Cahil Gibran. Doubt is a pain too lonely to know that faith is his twin brother. Doubt is a pain too lonely to know that faith is his twin brother. They're so connected. In the United Church of Christ, we have a statement of faith. And it's not a litmus test as to what you have to be sure of to be a member. It's a testimony of people who have been part of this United Church of Christ and what it was called in the many generations before. So let me share that statement of faith with some new doubt statements included. We believe in God, the eternal Spirit, who is made known to us in Jesus, our brother, and to whose deeds we testify. That's from that statement of faith. Another statement, I often wonder if you even exist. I wonder if you why you let such awful things happen in the world. I wonder if you even care. But God calls the worlds into beings, creates humankind in the divine image, and sets before us the ways of life and death. Scientists and religious folk argue too much about things like creation and evolution. I wish you could simply tell everyone that the Bible isn't a science book and that you made us as people who can think and discover and even create, because God seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. I make mistakes all the time. Everyone I know makes mistakes all the time. Why do you let that happen? Do you really? God judges all humanity and all nations by that will of righteousness declared through prophets and apostles. I try not to look down on people who do things differently than I do or who hold different opinions than I do. But sometimes people act so awfully. It's hard to trust that in Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Lord, God has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the whole creation to its creator. Do you really know what it's like for us here? Can you feel pain? Have you experienced failure? Have you ever been completely devastated? God bestows upon us the Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. I wish I knew that you were really near all the time. I wish that I knew that you were always doing the things I say that you do, redeeming us as we continually mess up. God calls us into the church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be servants in the service of the whole human family, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and to resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and to eat at his table, to join in him in his passion and victory. Couldn't you just do it all? Can't you fix everything? Why don't you? God promises to all who trust in the gospel forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, presence of the Holy Spirit in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in that kingdom which has no end. I don't know if I have the faith, the strength, the persistence, or even the love to follow you like that. I'll keep going, though. How shall we continue to live God's promise? Amen.